10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch. Matt Carney coming to Fish Creek next month. Very excited to go see our friend and not have to go very far to do it. Big fan of that as well. Hmm?
Get a little VIP action for you?
FIP, friendly, important person. It'll be great to see him. And we appreciate Justin Garcia, who was also great to see as he joined us. It was worth going late. So for
how
those
does that
of you,
work? Does Matt Carney get cash from us for playing his music all the time? Do you know how that works?
I don't know how that works. I don't know what the rules are.
Jesse?
I did text him once upon a time to ask if it was okay for us to play his music on the show, and he said absolutely. So for that, you know, whatever that's
paid.
Worth.
That's what I'm asking.
I don't know how that works. I know
Jesse?
Every time you play a song on Spotify, they get like 3 cents or something ridiculous. So play lots of songs over.
If you'd really like to know, there's a service that we all sign up to be part of as radio stations and whatnot, and that's the service that then distributes payments to all the people who are a part of that service that are musicians.
So it's a big lump sum, and if you're using a lot of Killers, for instance, the Killers will get more bread the more their music plays.
Unless you're a very popular band or artist where you choose not to be part of that organization and you want to do it yourself, or you go through a different one and then you got to pay that one more, and so on and so forth.
All right. That's on me for asking. So, Jason, I know we got caught up in some mundane things, whether it's umpire or not umpiring. You calling me a tournament complainer, which I'm not. I understand. As a matter of fact, I complimented last year the rain and how we pulling off a tournament here in Sun Prairie with the organization. So, spare me with that one. But I wore this hat. We talked about your wedding and how great that was. I wore this hat for a reason today.
And
that reason is it's tough. The Indiana Pacers thought that they were going to win a championship. They have grinded. They got to the Eastern Conference Finals, and now they made their next step, and then Hallie rips up his Achilles. And for all of us that think the Bucks should have more championships, I think a lot of us feel that way. I think you have to look at it and say, and have we been appreciative enough about the championship that we've won? I don't know the answer to that. And I don't want to sit here and say that we should just settle or be content.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that it was 50 years, the fact that we have been blessed with Giannis and great teams for the golden age of the Milwaukee Bucks, and that we have won, are we okay? Are we going to be fine? Again, we don't know what's going to happen this offseason. If you ask ESPN National, you're going to probably say he's getting traded. That's at least it just keeps coming and coming, even though Giannis has said a few times that he hasn't come out and said, I'm not leaving. He hasn't posted it yet, but he's been close. Are we all content? Or are we going to? How are we going to look at this era, if indeed this is it?
So it's a great question.
Thanks.
Again, as someone who's not a fan, I struggle with the idea of whether or not to tell people what to be satisfied with or grateful for. I do think, as a whole, I do believe that all fan bases, not the Bucks fan base, not exclusively the Packers fan base, are less appreciative of championships and the shelf life. That's why I always thought Homer's argument of I would suffer through 10 losing seasons or 9 losing seasons if every 10th year I win my team wins a title is I don't believe you get to your 3 or your 4 of those losing seasons, you are not going to be still basking in the joy of the title your program won 3 or 4 years earlier. I just don't believe you. So luckily that's not how it works. My question is, what's the difference between being grateful and being complacent and saying, oh, well, that's good enough. Because it is really freaking hard to win titles. I understand the Patriots and to some degree, not to the same degree, but to some degree, the Chiefs in the NFL have both managed to make it seem like, hey, you can do it almost every year. Well, there's a lot of teams that can't. In the NBA, I think we've had proof that it's been different teams pretty frequently in the last decade and a half, right? We had a bunch of three-peats for a period there, but it's hard. So I do think that there is a portion of the Bucks fan base that is no longer, that was 2021, no longer satisfied. And I'm not saying you should be satisfied. I just think being grateful is an important thing, too. And again, I don't want to speak for fans, so maybe I'm completely wrong on this. But judging the frustration that I hear from Bucks fans and the great player that they have, like with Rodgers and Favre in the Packers comp, that's part of the issue, too, right? I mean, I just... Was it Stephen A. Smith who said this? And then I saw, I think Jen Gabe and Chewy debated it. I think KBN debated it. If Giannis doesn't win another title, will he have underachieved during his time in Milwaukee? I didn't really like that topic personally, because you win a title, I don't think you get to be called an underachiever. I just don't. So you tell me.
Did Aaron Rodgers underachieve with the teams he had?
No, because I think it's teams that either achieve, overachieve, underachieve, or just achieve, right? Like, we always put it on the star player. We always put it on the star NBA player. We always put it on the quarterback of the NFL team.
Let me ask you this. Whose achievements are more impressive in their respective teams? Aaron Rodgers and what he did in the 16, 17 years he played for the Green Bay Packers, or Giannis, what he has done up to this point? What's been more impressive to you?
It's a tough question, because obviously I watched much more closely what Aaron did. I also think that, again, I don't want to speak for how people are going to vote, but hell of a lot more people like Giannis these days than they like Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, that's fair. Yep.
People are still trying to figure out if he's really married or if it's a Manti Te'o situation. All I know is that quarterbacks control a good portion of whether your team wins or loses, but there's a lot more variables. I would argue that an NBA player who is one of five on the court has a greater percentage of influence over whether your team wins or loses than a quarterback. Would you agree or disagree with that position?
Let's put this out for calls. I don't want to pat myself on the back. I think this is a fascinating. I want to get a look, because we're so Packer dominant on this show. Who has what? How did I phrase it, Jesse?
Well, I'm not exactly sure. What I wrote here was, whose achievements do you hold in higher regard as their careers currently stand? Is that the question?
That's a fair assessment, Jason. Is that wording up to par for
you? Whose Wisconsin sports careers? Right, because we're basically basing this on Giannis's time in Green Bay. Or in Milwaukee, and Aaron Rodgers' time in Green Bay. Like, I don't want people using, you know, the Jets or now the Steelers part of it. This is all about his time with the Packers. So, yeah, I like it.
Because I am not going to go underachieve. I thought that was really dumb when
Stephen
A. Smith brought that. I thought it was dumb.
Okay.
Because both have been, I mean, both have achieved great things. But if you had to pick, who do you think? What did we say? How do we say it again, Jesse, one last time as we put this out for calls and or polls?
Who's Wisconsin sports? It's just such a great question you came up with, and you can't remember
it. Can't remember what
who's
it is.
Wisconsin sports?
Well, I want it worded the way you guys want. I'm a team player.
I'm going to read this one more time. Do you want to write it down, or do you want to just have it up on Twitter when it goes up? Okay. Wisconsin sports achievements do you hold in higher regard as their careers currently stand? Aaron Rodgers,
pretty good at
Giannis.
Boy, I don't even know how I would answer that yet. don't.
Well, you think about it during the commercial break there, okay. Big fella.
I will.
844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. The poll is in the field. Whose Wisconsin sports achievements do you... I love it when you go all caps. I'm proud of you, Jesse.
That's our thing.
Hold in higher regard as their careers currently stand. I have voted. I'll tell you how I voted. And we'll find out how Tausch is going to vote. And we'll find out what you think when you call or text on the Carbless Talkin' text line. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Giannis versus A-Rod. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
We'll get to your calls and texts momentarily. I voted for Aaron Rodgers in the poll.
Shocker. I'm sure everybody's shocked by that, that you did that.
What?
If Jesse asked as we were coming back from break, you put Favre in that category. Is your answer change or is it still Rodgers?
Still Rodgers.
Okay. Explain your thought process as I'm gearing up to give you my answer. What's your thought process on
you're
why?
You're gearing
because
up?
Because it's a tough call.
Yeah, have you reached your answer?
Yeah, I'm gearing up.
You're like one of those old-timey cars that you had to like wind up in the front crank.
That's more like a Flintstones car, sure. I think, where he's kind of got to get running start a little bit.
Sure. I think that there were far more years where the Packers were... I understand Favre went to one more Super Bowl than Rodgers did. Erica, in the YouTube comments, points out...
Bet I know who she voted for.
According to ESPN, in Rodgers' 10 playoff losses, the defense gave up a combined 335 points.
Yeah.
We can fact check that. I think they were in position.
They also had, he had three opportunities to score in the NFC Championship COVID game, and we didn't.
Yeah, without a home field advantage
picks,
or with people doing
turnovers.
The wave. Yeah, I'm going to go Rodgers anyway because they had more bites at the apple. And there were certainly some instances where the quarterback previous to him did not give you guys a chance to win with some colossal mistakes that he made, including your team-leading two tackles.
Well, yeah, I'm not putting – I didn't even put Favre in the category.
Right, just, but Jesse, that was what you added that, and then you asked me what – and then you
but
asked
I
me
guess,
what I, my thought process
yeah, was. No, the question I have is Giannis gave the Bucks a lot of bites at the apple too. And I think in Green Bay's case, you can make an argument – obviously, D-Box injury in 2020 was big.
Mm-hmm.
But there were other years, 2011, 2014. There were other years that, you know, if you have three championships, this isn't, we don't even bother with this question. So Giannis has, what, two MVPs? Aaron mm-hmm. has four.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be hard to pick Giannis over Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm. Big shocker.
So
here's
the
thing.
I haven't even made my pick yet.
No, yeah, that's what you said about me picking him, and you said it was going to be...
Well,
never mind.
Because it is. I knew you were going to pick him. That's
Again, I would appreciate it if you didn't further this narrative that he's my guy, and I just love everything he does, and so of course I voted for him.
I would appreciate if you don't try and make up out of thin air a narrative about me being a tournament complainer.
You're right. That was totally out of thin air. Completely out of thin air.
Do you know what
no
thin
basis
air is?
At all. be that as it may.
Helium?
be that as it may. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. The Packers should have been in the Super Bowl in 2014. Packers should have been in the Super Bowl in 2020 when they had their one home NFC Championship game. But they did lose their starting left tackle, and they did have nothing close to a home field advantage because of COVID.
I heard I was on my way back from a earlier than should have been Beaver Dam softball tournament. I heard a young Jason Wilde maybe kind of putting some things out in the atmosphere that a left tackle might be going back to Pittsburgh. That's just what I heard in your appearance with Carmi yesterday.
That's not what happened. Craig asked if he was retired. So, being the reporter that I am, and the fact that he has his read receipts on, but then didn't reply to me, so maybe you should text him. We were talking about David Bakhtiari and whether he had was formally retired, and I said if he looks like a guy who's retired to me. I follow him and Frankie on social media. They seem very happy in their post-football, post-volleyball lives. Okay. That said, if a team needed a left tackle and he's still working out, I could see him getting a phone call. Right? He's not as old as Andrew Whitworth. Now, I don't know what he would say if he got that phone call, but if I was a team, I'd at least inquire if I had some sort of major problem at left tackle. That was my opinion.
So I didn't make this up out of thin air.
It's largely
out of helium.
This out of thin air. It was Craig Karmazin who asked if the Steelers, I believe he said the words, if the Steelers call. He's the host of the show.
Juicy. Wow. Okay, that's extra juicy. I like that.
Can I blame Craig for messing up Tausch's free agent game?
We still haven't heard who you're voting for. You got these calls and
gearing up for it.
I'm going with Rodgers as well.
Big surprise there.
Why?
Because you played with Rodgers. You didn't play with Giannis.
Why is that a big surprise there? I never played with Giannis.
That's what I said.
Yeah, I just think the length of run and the MVPs puts him over the top for me. The MVPs is what put him over the top. The Bucks winning a championship, it's more Favreian because took forever to get another one. Obviously, it took 50 years, and Giannis led us to one. But you do feel like both have left a little meat on the bone.
Fair.
That happens. That happens.
844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Now that Tausch has officially voted, after gearing up to do so, we want to hear from you. 844-770-3776, that's the Carbless Talk and Text Line. We will hear from you next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
All right.
Yeah. Let's get to a call. But I did notice a comment from James in the ESPN Milwaukee YouTube section. Why isn't the media as critical of the Bucks and Brewers as they are of the Packers? I'd like to get to that in the 11 o'clock hour, but I think you're right. Yep, I think that's exactly it.
Well, one of us tried firing the manager, according to some, a month ago.
You turned the whole blanket season around.
One time
rascal.
I was critical of the team, the fire started, and you're welcome, by the way.
I wonder what Pat Murphy would say to you and what colorful language he would use to do so. 844-770-3776. We should splice that video together with Jesse saying what he was saying. That'd be really good for social media, I think. Tell
Pablo.
Got a
lot of hits.
Yeah, I think
big
so, too.
Big engagement.
Let's get to a call on the Carbless Talk and Text Line, then we'll get some text as well. 844-770-3776. Rodgers versus Giannis is where we have landed today. Mike in Texas, good morning, buddy. Your thoughts on this?
Oh, good morning. Okay. So the first thing is, I mean, I think of like in terms of 20 years from now, are we going to be still talking about, thinking about Giannis in some degree? And I'm sure Rodgers, as far as the NFL career, would definitely be revered, just in total. So I just don't see how you can pick Giannis. Giannis is kind of right now, granted his career is incomplete, is kind of the one and done. I mean, they haven't even got to the finals or conference finals that much. So, I mean, Rodgers and Giannis has a bigger impact on the court than Rodgers has when Rodgers got the defense to contend with. So it's got to be Rodgers.
Yeah, I don't know how the polling is going, Mike, but that was, despite the narrative, that I would vote for him no matter what. This feels based on where we stand now, but again, Rodgers had 18 seasons in Green Bay, 15 of them as the starter, right? Giannis obviously was a skinny kid from Greece early on, and then obviously morphed into the dominant player that he has become. I want Giannis to play his entire career in Milwaukee and see if once we get to the end of the line with him, we still feel this way. But right now it feels, pardon the pun, like a slam dunk for Rodgers.
Oh, I got that.
Dunk-chish. Jesse, thanks for the call, Mike. We appreciate you. Jesse, am I wrong? Like, how's the polling going?
So far, we've eclipsed 100 votes in the early goings here.
Can I predict?
Yes, of course. That's your favorite thing to do, yes.
Rodgers in a small, narrow margin.
As of this exact moment, it is 50-50.
The unlikability factor coming into play, I think.
Well, I mean, literally everybody is unlikable versus Giannis.
That's fair.
Everybody.
That is fair. Tausch, since you were close in your prediction, what made you think that? And it's 50-50.
Because I think just on the numbers alone and the fact that this is more Packer-dominated, obviously, than Bucks, especially, you know, as we sit here right now. That I think skews it back, and then I think the likability factor does play a small role, but I think Rodgers will win late in this whole deal once you start getting the, you know, different corridors coming in.
James in Beloit chimes in. Currently, Giannis is more accomplished by perception because of his accomplishments and accessibility, likability.
Likability, yes, James. I don't know if I could say Giannis is more accomplished than Aaron. I just don't view it the same. Mm. I don't.
Yeah, I think it creates that perception, though. That's you can certainly make that argument. All right, we'll get to some more of your texts. We'll get some more of your thoughts on this. I'm trying to get back somewhere on the clock. Just like I was trying to get home in a timely manner from Carrie and Kevin's wedding. But, of course, you know we had to make a stop because Tausch wasn't driving. I was. And Sydney wanted to get a snack. And so where did we stop? Quick trip.
What'd you get? What was the snack?
Sydney likes the smoothies from the smoothie machine.
Fresh blend.
Indeed. Fresh but blend. Instead, we went for real this time. Eleanor likes. For real.
Yeah,
I'm being real with
real
you. It's great.
Okay, great deals going right now at Quick Trip. And are you ready to climb to the top? Well, gear up for Quick Trip's Mountain Dew Quick Climb. Every sip gets you closer to the summit. And now through August 17th. Play every day for free in the Quick Rewards app. You score bonus plays with every eligible item. $5,000 a week that keeps climbing. You're stacking higher and higher, higher and higher until the player reaches that top prize of $250,000.
What the heck
Have
is
some
that?
Fun.
Terrible.
You never heard the song Get Higher? And it's a good tune. Check it out. Quick Trip's a good tune, too. Check that out. Bananas and jumbo onions, baking potatoes, 29 cents a pound. Nature's Touch, cream cheese, 2 for $4. And today is, what is today? It's Monday. Oh, is today the day, Jesse? You do the chicken tryout deal. Are we into it? I hope you are.
This is not the week because I'm going up to Beaver okay. Dam this afternoon, so it's not the week that we're going to sit down and have dinner together tonight, but maybe next week is going to be our week before we go up north for the 4th.
Well, we grabbed our favorite pothole pizza, The Works, $7.99 right now. That's like stealing. Quick Trip gets it. Quick Trip is your one stop for variety, quality, and fast service. Gas, free air, all of the great things. Download the app. Take advantage of everything that Quick Trip has to offer, and we'll see ya next time.
I have no idea what that song was. None whatsoever.
I wanted to
you
search
it. You get higher and higher. You never heard that song?
Sabrina Carpenter?
No, it's not Sabrina. She's not,
Pink Pony
she's not
Club?
Getting the same amount of airtime. That
Megan
song, what is the number one song in the pop list
Sabrina
right now?
Carpenter like, just came out with a brand new song that I think
she's
is
not getting the same
one.
Play. I'm telling you, like Envious or something like that. It's that song, the number one song on the pop chart. It's maybe Envious or something
from
like
what
that.
I understand, I it's know. Get higher. More Will D. Tausch straight ahead.
This is Matt Hamilton from Jim, Matt, and Molly, a finalist for Best of Madison Radio Team. Help us take home the gold and vote for us every day at madisonmagazine.com/BOM.
You know how we opened the show with the bit about names? And I say to Tausch, you love your name so much, you don't even go by it. And then he says, I like Mark.
That's a pretty good
I'm
line.
Mark. I like That's my, like, I like my name you. A lot. Is this the song you were thinking of?
Yes, it's Higher. Get higher, Ren. Higher. Okay. Yeah.
So this is Van Halen with Sammy Hagar.
Okay, this is the song. Yes.
Sarah, so behind the scenes, again, we would all be lost without Sarah. Sarah sends us...
Happy birthday.
From Ron and the Key. Sarah sends us Creed's Higher... And I say in our private text chain to Tausch, that what you did sounded nothing like Creed.
That wasn't it. Yeah.
And we appreciate Sarah trying to help us. And Tausch adopts this song as being an accurate depiction of
hey,
what
Jesse,
he was doing.
Jason, here's the deal. How many times have I told you guys? I love music. I love singing. I don't correlate. Oh, well, that's one of Van Halen. It's like, that's not how my mind works. I enjoy music. I'm not interested in like, oh, that's the 68 cover band, blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't know who sings what most times.
We know.
I just like singing.
But,
I like listening to music.
We know.
Okay.
You really just.
So you're getting after me because.
No.
Okay.
No. But.
You're just kind of like making noise.
But while we understand
what?
How you're. No, don't. Trust me, don't, Jesse. Someone suggests early in the show that maybe you're going to get a reputation for complaining about tournaments. It turns out to be a very harsh criticism that you didn't appreciate. So don't start,
I
Jesse.
Did not. Not
now,
even a little bit.
Now, if I may.
Because it's not fair. Well, if it's fair, I don't have a problem with it. That ain't fair.
I have never heard you praise the tournament that the Mallards ran on our airwaves.
Still waiting to hear about that.
But I can assure you, hold up. I can assure you, you could check last
air.
Year's tape when it rained, what Sun Prairie, I praised the tournament directors. I praised, hold up a second, now that you're going to go down this road again.
I'm not.
I praised
the group down
in Menominee Falls. No, I praise them. We rescheduled and played two more games. They were fantastic. I have praised numerous tournament directors.
Praise.
Numerous.
You are. Hallelujah, brother. You praise all the time. Now, we understand how your brain works for me, many, many years around. You and Jesse now has been the producer for a very long time.
Many, many car rides.
But the challenge is understanding how your brain works, but then still trying to articulate to our fans and discern what it was you were talking about. And Jesse, kudos to you for figuring that out. Bravo. Because I'm thinking, can you take me higher? Which is obviously Creed. Sounds nothing like the Creed song. There's Steve Winwood. Bring me a higher love.
That wasn't
That's not it. Higher, very often used in songs. You nailed it. So the functionality of Wildy and Tausch around how your brain works, this is the challenge that Jesse and I face, and Jesse knocked it out of the park.
Good
Some
job,
might
Jesse.
Say he hit it higher than I would have even expected.
Thank you.
So well done. Van Halen from the album 5150 for Unlawful Carnal Knowledge. Which album is that? Anyway,
we don't pay attention to that stuff around here.
Be that as it may, we're going to move on. But we've got the right song. Before we put a bow on this and kick off the 11 o'clock hour, which will include trivia and Whoa Nelly, Don in Mayville. With Giannis being such a poor free throw shooter, he has to be paired with an equally great player for the Bucks to contend for another title. So far, Lillard has not been that right player. The hot potato reference that you often make from that playoff moment a few years back. Is this accurate and fair from Don in Mayville? Tausch.
I don't know about the Lillard. We haven't really gotten to see it yet. So I don't know.
So far he has not been the player, though.
Well, I agree. But, I mean, injuries are a blank, as we know. And
unfortunate circumstance.
I'd like to see that play out a little bit before but, yeah, Don's right. If I had to make that clarification right now, yeah, I can't argue with him. As much as I'd like to.
Well, we will move on from this. We'll check in with the poll question before we go at the end of the program. But we will kick off the 11 o'clock hour. We'll do it in 2 minutes after I tell you about Associated Bank. We got a fun thing planned for family night. Still working out the details, but I'm going to be there. We're going to be at Titletown. I'm really excited about it. We're looking forward to that. And I'm always looking forward to seeing my guy Ben Sorensen when I go to the downtown Green Bay location, because I know I'm going to get great customer service. But not just me, everyone that goes to Associated Bank gets that, because that's what Associated Bank is known for. In addition, they have Packers checking, Brewers checking, and Badgers checking, so you can show your team colors with your checking account and your debit card. But most importantly, they take great care of their customers. Early pay, credit monitoring, fraud protection, everything you could possibly need, they've got it, and they make sure your money is safe. So go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more. The 11 o'clock hour of Wildy and Tausch starts in 2 minutes, so stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.